You can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on the Hunter and Chamber Road.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick.
The performance and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through May 31st, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Hey, Pat, did you know between the two of us, we know how to screw in a light bulb?
Come on, Steve. We can do better than that. Well, at least I can. Tell you what, you sit there and look pretty, and I'll fix it.
Listen to you, big guy. Better yet, let's get everyone to listen to Home Sweet Home with me, Steve Bailey, Inspector with Brass Tack Home Inspections.
And I'm Pat Gregory, Handyman Extraordinaire with Taskman Home Improvements, every Friday at 11 a.m. Or you can go to our archives and get access to over 50 podcasts. We cover the basement to the attic and everything in between.
You can even call us at 908-237-0410 during our radio program about our home improvement projects. Remember, Home Sweet Home, every Friday at 11 on Hunterdon Chamber Radio.
From the basement to the attic, you're listening to Steve and Patrick. Home sweet home.
And the weather forecast for today starts with sunny skies and a high near 78. North winds will be between 5 and 8 miles per hour, becoming calmer in the afternoon. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 50. South winds around 6 miles per hour, becoming calm after midnight. Saturday, rain mainly after 9 a.m., high near 62. Calm winds becoming easterly around 6 miles per hour in the afternoon, and the chance of precipitation is 80%. Saturday night rain, mainly before 9 p.m., low around 47 degrees, and easterly winds around 6 miles per hour becoming northerly after midnight. The chance of precipitation is 80%. On Sunday, a chance of rain before 9 a.m., then a chance of showers after 9 a.m. Pretty much all day, mostly cloudy with a high near 68, and north winds around 6 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 40%. Sunday night, a chance of showers, mainly before 9 p.m., mostly cloudy, and the low around 51 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 30%. On Monday, the new work week, a chance of showers after 9 a.m., mostly cloudy, with a high near 70, and the chance of precipitation is 30%. The day will end with an evening of showers before 9 p.m., mostly cloudy, and a low around 52.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
And good morning. You are listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. I am Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline, your host of Hands Across Hunterdon, here every Friday morning between 10 and 11. And we have lots to talk about. We had an exciting week. The first of our 2016 town crawls took place on Tuesday evening in Lambertville. It was a fantastic event, again, a way to support Hunterdon Helpline, but also to celebrate the town and also honor our community volunteer, David Bird, who was the recipient of the first Hands Across Hunterdon Award on Tuesday night. And we were all having a fantastic time. You can actually see us on Facebook for Hunterdon Helpline on its page, and there's some pictures there. But it was just a wonderful, exciting night. It was supposed to rain, and the rain held up the whole time, so people were able to stroll through Lambertville, get a good idea of the town, and enjoy the ambiance. Lambertville is always just a wonderful place to visit, exciting, of course, sort of the sister municipality with New Hope across the bridge, wonderful place to bring your friends and family when they come to visit. But it was a wonderful fundraiser for Hunterdon Helpline, and we want to give shout-outs to, in particular, Lambertville Station, where we started with our appetizers, and Anton at the Swan, where we had dinner. Also, Carol Harrison, the artist who was exhibited at Cafe Galleria, where we had dessert. So a little bit before I get into all the kudos for everyone, just want to explain what the town crawls are for Hunterdon Helpline, and hope that I engage you enough that you will join us at the next one. We decided that we were going to experiment with that annual fundraising dinner that we all know so well and attend to support other organizations, but also coordinate for our own fundraising efforts. And so we went from our traditional chef spotlight dinner that we did for, oh gosh, years and years, to a three-series chef spotlight 2 years ago. And that was having it broken down into three events, each one in a different area of Hunterdon County, each one representing another restaurant, another chef, and it was wonderful. We had one in Lambertville Station, we had one at Matt's Red Rooster Grill in Flemington, and we had the final one at the Ryland Inn, and the chefs came out, they talked to us. If you're a foodie like I am, it was just fabulous evenings. And then we decided, well, that was fun, but how could we actually embellish on that? So our wonderful board of trustees came up with the idea of the town crawl, which is modeled after the pub crawl or a progressive dinner. If you've ever gotten together with other couples and said, okay, we're going to have appetizers at your house, then we're going to go from your house to the next couple's house for dinner, and then finally end up at a third couple's house for dessert. That's what the town crawl is all about. But it celebrates the town in which we have it. So we stroll from one venue to the other and truly celebrate the town, truly give people an opportunity to see the town, see that all it, what it offers. And in addition, like I said, we decided to not just honor somebody at the dinner, but also to create this new award called Hands Across Hunterdon. And so lots of things going on, very exciting evening. And also, in not just celebrating the ambiance and the different stores and restaurants and so forth, but to also really have a great feel for the restaurants that are involved, the chefs that are involved. And I'm going to start with the appetizers at Lambertville Station. Chris Beale, like I said before, has worked with us in the past. And he is just absolutely amazing. This time, we didn't even discuss the details of the menu. He said that he always wants to do what's fresh at the time of the event, what are the different vegetables and so forth that are oriented towards the time of the year. And so we said, Chris, we trust you implicitly. Go ahead and decide for yourself. You surprise us. It's all in your hands. And I can tell you, we had unbelievable hors d'oeuvres at the Lambertville Station. It was just wonderful. Everything from, these just mouth-watering pot stickers to instead of a Philadelphia steak sandwich, it was like a chicken sandwich that modeled after that, and it was just, I could have stayed there all night. It was absolutely incredible. And a few other things as well, a brioche, my mouth is watering just thinking about it. He's unbelievable. He is absolutely unbelievable. But in addition to that, he's so generous. He wants to make sure that the fundraiser is, in fact, a fundraiser in the end. Part of the ticket price of the town crawl does go to paying the restaurants, and he's always been very generous with that as well, and just really working with us, really understanding what not just Hunterdon Helpline does, but the other organizations in the area as well. Truly, truly, truly an asset, not just professionally, but also as a human being, as someone who gives back to the community. And we just can't say enough about Chef Chris Beale and Lambertville Station. You all know, obviously, is in Lambertville right before the bridge, and they have done an incredible job of keeping the restaurant up to date and what they offer. The downstairs pub has tapas offerings, always good. I know my husband and I like to, if we just want to have a very relaxed dinner, we will sit down there and partake of that menu. Always incredible, always delicious. And the ambiance in the pub is wonderful. But if we want a nice dinner, obviously, we'll go to the restaurant, a nice sit-down dinner. They have wonderful seating outside, and it's so pretty outside with the railroad tracks and the garden along the side of the restaurant, the bar out there under the canopy. It's just a really wonderful place to just sit and enjoy the city and everything that it has to offer, to do a little people watching. And during the summer, they have carriage rides, not Lambertville Station, but it's parked right outside Lambertville Station's restaurant. And we've done that as well, which is so much fun. So it's definitely a destination, Lambertville Station. And we do want to thank Chris and his staff. Oh, my gosh, the staff. You couldn't get better than them. A shout out to Eddie and Sebastian and Melissa. They were just on top of our guests. I mean, they just were there for us. Incredible service. And thank you to all of them. I do have to take a brief break, and we'll be right back to talk to you about the second leg of the Lambertville Town Crawl, which, of course, was dinner.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunting Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunting Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
I'm Andy Ross. I'm chairman of the Ambassadors Committee of the Chamber. As members of the Ambassadors Committee, we contact new and renewing members of the Chamber to get their feedback on their chamber experience and make them feel more at home with the chamber.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
Home Instead Senior Care. It's our passionate dedication to creating personal relationships between our clients and our caregivers. Visit our website at www.homeinstead.com/325. You've got a
friend. And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon. I'm Susan Lax with Hunterdon Helpline, your host of the show. We are your place for any challenge you are facing. A solution, a holistic set of solutions, working with other organizations to give the answers, the referrals, the information that you need. 908-782-4357 or 1-800-272-4630. That's 1-800-272-4630 or 908-735-4357, which is the numerals for help. And you can call Helpline for anything 24/7, 365 days out of the year. If we don't have the answer, we know who to connect you with. We're the umbrella organization of Hunterdon County to get you the information that you need, again, 24/7, 365 days out of the year, for basic human need resources, support for seniors, persons with disabilities, physical and mental health resources, employment resources, community information, emergency shelter for both Hunterdon and Somerset counties after hours, suicide prevention, compassionate listening, and after hours. We are the phone number to call for the link to find out about your connection. We have a direct line to the bus drivers via radio. Information, referral, a licensed clinical social worker, and of course our own programs that fill in the gaps, as well as we collaborate with all the other organizations and agencies of the county. And some of those divisions include Hunterdon Hispanos, our seniors and person with disability services, work connectivity, matching you with local employers for jobs, and again, our Community Translation Center, which encourages and invites us all to communicate with people who definitely need that translation in order to navigate through their life here in the county. And all you have to do for any of these services or to find out where you need to go for help is to call the Hunterdon Helpline. Your first call for help, our first assist, community resource specialists are there 24/7, 908-782-4357, or visit us on the internet at www.helplinehc.org. HelplineHC.org. And we've been talking about how we support Hunterdon Helpline through a fundraiser, most recently the town crawl. It's imperative that we reach out to the community. It's imperative that you give back to us with your donations, with your support, because otherwise we would not be able to do the great work that we do. And I say this not just for Hunterdon Helpline, but for the other nonprofits in the area as well. You can go to givehunterdon.org to see a listing of just some of them and what their needs are, both materialistically and monetarily, and also what fundraisers are coming up for them as well. So I encourage you to go to givehunterdon.org. Nonprofits do fantastic work. We keep the wheels of our county rolling because in so many ways we are complementing the work that is done through social services of the county. We're enhancing it. We're adding on programs and really trying to reach out to those in need. And we are reaching out to you to ask you to reach back and support us. So, I talked about the first leg of the town crawl in the first segment and gave a shout-out to Chef Chris Beal, his staff at Lambertville Station, and just amazing. Just really a fantastic way to start the evening, again, with the appetizers there. And also with Mayor Dave DelVecchio, definitely thank him for coming, for really launching the event Tuesday night, and his words. We do appreciate it. He had to leave because he did have, in fact, a council meeting to go to, but we did appreciate him coming and giving some words, not just about Lambertville, but he also really gave a wonderful homage, if you will, to David Byrd, the recipient of our Hands Across Hunterdon Award, which was very, very nice because, again, he was a person who works with Dave all the time. Dave's served on various committees in Lambertville government. He obviously, the biggest thing, if you don't know him actually, is that he works for the Fire and Rescue Squad, started as a child, really, as a young teenager on the youth squad, and is still with it all these years later. He has truly given back to his community. He works on the Office of Emergency Management, just on and on and on. And the Hands Across Hunterdon Award the tagline of that award is giving back, paying it forward, and making a difference in your community. We started it this year, and I'm going to give a little shout out to Rick Epstein, who came up with the idea. He's been marketing various things for us at Helpline, and it was a great idea to name the awards that we give out at our dinners. And he just sort of carried the ball with it. Once we got rolling, we received nominations for the award. Obviously, David Byrd won, but certainly a wonderful, fantastic recipient. One of my board members said a couple of days later that he felt that he doesn't volunteer for anything, having listened to Dave Byrd. And I will tell you that this board member volunteers for quite a bit. He volunteers for the Chamber. He volunteers for Helpline. He's been active in high school sports when his kids were in school. And he said he was just exhausted listening to the resume of David Byrd. So couldn't be a better recipient. And we awarded David at the second leg, which was the dinner. We were very pleased that the rain stopped and everybody had a chance to stroll from Lambertville Station to Anton's at the Swan, where we were greeted by Chris Connors, who's the chef there, and his fantastic, fantastic staff also. We have to cap off the attendees to these events, because wanting to give you three venues, some of them, you know, we're kind of steering clear of the big halls and the big banquet rooms and so forth, which means we can only sell a certain amount of tickets. And Anton's really accommodated us, and that staff really worked hard to stay on top of everybody, because we packed the room. We definitely packed the room. And our dinner was a incredible vegetable risotto with chicken or without if you were a vegetarian. Absolutely delicious. It was, well, it's Anton's at the Swan. If you haven't been there, we encourage you to go. An amazing restaurant. The ambiance there is, I mean, it's just unequaled. It is beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. It's at 43 South Main Street in Lambertville. And I can't tell you how beautiful it is inside. It's, you know, wood walls, beautiful artwork, a lovely bar. Just, you feel like you're in England when you walk into this restaurant. It's got that old, charming English countryside appeal, and it's just absolutely wonderful. Absolutely wonderful. They have a main dining room, an upstairs dining room, a private dining room, and a bar. And it is, the first of all, Chris Connors as chef is unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. You should go to the website, because it really has a beautiful gallery of pictures. Just beautiful. It's just Anton's, Antons hyphen at hyphen the hyphen swan.com. And you can see for yourself just how beautiful, just beautiful, warm and inviting. The paintings on the wall, it's just gorgeous, really beautiful, and the food is magnificent. But I have to say that Chef Chris there, funny that we had two chefs for the evening, both named Chris, just went above and beyond. And another person who gives back to the community, works with organizations, understands why we have to raise funds, appreciates it. In his speech, he talked about Helpline, which, you know, I was so grateful for, and how he felt the work that we do is so important. And the staff was incredibly pleasant, reached out to everybody sitting there to make sure they got what they needed at, you know, immediately. It was just absolutely awesome. Absolutely awesome. I can't say enough about it. But the generosity of Chris Connors, I truly feel that it is just above and beyond. Absolutely above and beyond. And the other nice thing about Anton's, I'll give a pitch to this as well, is stay tuned for their website information, because they have a supper club. And they used to have it monthly, but now it is quarterly. There's a different theme every quarter, a different nationality, if you will, for the theme of the food. And I have signed up because I hope to go. I'm excited to go. And that's just something else that is interesting and fun. You know, Chris explained to me that, again, you get to taste the particular cuisine of a country. But in addition, he said the supper club is great to meet people, to talk about various things. Sometimes they have a topic in particular that they're talking about. So it really sounds fun. And I'm waiting for my next email to come out so that I can be there. Maybe you can say you heard it on Hands Across Hunterdon on the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet radio station. And that would be awesome. So I'm going to take a break right now, and we'll be back, and I'll tell you how we ended the crawl after the fabulous, fabulous dinner and presentation to David Byrd at Anton's on the Swan in Lambertville.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Egyptian officials say they found some debris from the Egyptair jetliner that disappeared over the Mediterranean. The Civil Aviation Ministry says wreckage and passenger belongings were found early this morning. The A320 with 66 people on board dropping off radar before dawn on Thursday. Many believe that Flight 804 was the target of a terrorist attack. Donald Trump says he has ideas on how to take ISIS on, but doesn't want to talk about them.
I'm so tired of watching these politicians get up and say exactly what they're going to do with ISIS. And in the meantime, ISIS sits back and they laugh and they go out and they prepare for it.
Trump telling Fox News there has to be some unpredictability. Hillary Clinton says Donald Trump's not qualified to be president. She tells CNN that her experience as Secretary of State giving her insight into the tough job of being Commander-in-Chief. Trump going on Twitter this morning saying it's actually Clinton who's not qualified, saying she has very bad judgment. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
If you'd like to control your blood pressure without medication, I have some exciting news. My name is Floyd Brown, and I'm the CEO of USA Radio. It's called the Zona Plus, and it's a safe, easy way to lower your blood pressure naturally. I'm using it myself. 22 clinical studies confirm regular use of the Zona Plus can decrease your blood pressure by 10% or more. That's why it's been written about by Harvard, the Mayo Clinic, and the American Heart Association. As a listener to USA Radio, the company is offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. To find out more, go to ZonaPlusUSA.com. That's ZonaPlusUSA.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-669-9662. Be sure to mention USA Radio and save $50 on your Zona Plus and change your life. Remember, ZonaPlusUSA.com.
The weather forecast is sunny today with a high near 78 degrees. North winds between 5 and 8 miles per hour, becoming calmer in the afternoon. Tonight, increasing clouds with a low around 50, south winds around 6 miles per hour, becoming calmer after midnight. On Saturday, we have rain mainly after 9 a.m., a high near 62 degrees, and calm winds becoming easterly around 6 miles per hour in the afternoon. The chance of precipitation is 80%, and the new precipitation amounts will be between a tenth and a quarter of an inch, possibly. Saturday night, rain mainly before 9 p.m., lows around 47 degrees, and easterly winds around 6 miles per hour, becoming northerly after midnight. On Sunday, a chance of rain before 9 a.m., another chance of showers afterwards, mostly cloudy skies with a high near 68 degrees, and north winds around 6 miles per hour. The chance of precipitation is 40%. On Sunday night, a chance of showers mainly before 9 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 51 degrees, and the chance of precipitation is 30%. Monday, a chance of showers after 9 a.m., mostly cloudy skies, and a high near 70. And you're back listening to Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's radio show. Every Friday morning between 10 and 11, I'm Susan Lax, Executive Director of Hunterdon Helpline, and talking to you today about the wonderful town crawl. And if you went, thank you for coming. We had a packed house, and if you didn't go, we're going to be having another one in Flemington in the fall. So stay tuned to that. Visit www.helplinehc.org, helplinehc.org, where you can find out more information about Hunterdon Helpline, all our programs and services, including our First Assist main service to the county, collaborating with all the other organizations in the county to give you help when you need it 24/7, 365 days out of the year. Our helpline is available to you. And we do not just give one solution. We try to give a holistic solution, utilizing our collaboration again with the other organizations, with government, etc., so that you have a better chance of navigating through or solving your particular concern, issue, or challenge. So we went from Lambertville Station and Chef Chris Beal Tuesday night for appetizers, strolled on down to Anton's at the Swan with Chef Chris Connors and his fabulous staff for a marvelous dinner, and then we strolled up to Cafe Galleria for dessert and the wonderful presentation of artist Carol Harrison, whose work was exhibited or is still being exhibited. If you haven't had a chance, please go see her paintings at Cafe Galleria. She gave a wonderful talk about her art and how she is inspired by colors, and what a eclectic group of paintings. She's a realist, but she painted things like a locomotive, machinery, which looked like a photograph. Then you go to the other side of the gallery and you see a barn, a pasture, something at opposite ends of the spectrum compared to the other side of the room and the subject matter. And both equally beautiful, just absolutely beautiful. It was very interesting listening to Carol because, again, it wasn't the subject matter. It were the colors. She said she could be walking down the street and suddenly the colors, the shadows just engage her, and that's what she decides to paint. Just absolutely an incredible artist, incredible work. There was nothing there that I could say I like better than something else, you know, which you usually do. Again, I love the fact that it was, that the groupings were so eclectic, really showcasing her talent. Amazing, absolutely amazing. It was wonderful listening to her, absolutely wonderful. And it was a great way to add the culture that we always try to do with the town crawl. We like to advertise it as cuisine, culture, and camaraderie, and certainly we hit all three points Tuesday night. When we had the crawls last year, first in Flemington, we ended at Somi Gallery, and with the wonderful piano music of Dorothy Fine. And when we had it in Clinton, we ended up at the Hunterdon Art Museum, and we I mean, it was just a fabulous exhibit there, having dessert there as well. Beautiful. I think if you're going to showcase a town, you know, you want to hit all points. So that's what the town crawl is supposed to do in celebrating the town. Show you wonderful cuisine, let you sample the amazing chefs we have in Hunterdon County, but also let you see the other wonderful offerings that the municipality offers, such as shops and galleries and just in beautiful landscapes. Lambertville, of course, you know, has the river. It's just a wonderful place to relax and to have a wonderful lunch or dinner or even breakfast. And really, I think it's got something for everybody there. Definitely has something for everyone there. But it's nice to have to end on a note where we also bring in some sort of art. And Carol Harrison, can't say enough about that. So if you get a chance, go see her artwork or look on, just Google Carol Harrison Lambertville and you'll get to see her website as well. And we certainly appreciate her coming out and talking to us. Just fabulous. Just wonderful. You know, we're planning on the Flemington town crawl. I hope that I have whetted your appetite in many different ways, both figuratively and literally. I'm not going to tell you where the three legs of the crawl will be in Flemington, but do keep visiting our website at www.helplinehc, all one word, helplinehc.org. For the latest updates on the Flemington crawl, it will be in the fall. Again, I urge you, not just because I want you to donate and to participate and to help us raise the much-needed funds, but to get your tickets, because, again, we do have a cap. These tickets are limited. I'm not just saying that to get you to purchase them early. Because we don't do that one big dinner in a banquet hall, we do have to limit the amount of tickets. Some of the venues that we go to have only limited seating. So in this case, we could only sell 50 tickets. And I urge you that if you are interested in coming and exploring with us your local municipalities and how they contribute to Hunterdon County, then I suggest you do get your tickets early. We allow you to purchase tickets by calling the office for information where to send your check, or you can go again on the website at www.helplinehc.org, press the donate button and order your tickets. They are $100 a piece. We do have costs associated with this at the venues and so forth, and so a portion of that ticket funds do go to that. But do say in the donate box, in the comment box, that you are purchasing tickets, and we do appreciate it. We appreciate the support to keep Hunterdon Helpline moving forward. So many things that we do, and yet we never charge our clients for anything, whether they're a senior in the telephone reassurance program or the friendly visitor program, whether they are a student in our literacy services program teaching English to adults who may be native English speakers or adults whose first language is other than English. We do not charge fees for service, and I think that's pretty important as well as impressive. So we do rely on grants. We rely on donations. We rely on individual donations as well as corporate donations. And it gets tough. It gets tough having your hand out all the time, and I know that it gets annoying hearing that, but we hope that you realize the good work that we do. And at Helpline, we help in so many different ways. So it's not just one particular focus. It's many different issues that face people. So really there's something for you to latch on to if you feel a kind of a kindred pull, if you will, whether it's literacy, whether it is homelessness. Again, we shelter people in both Hunterdon and Somerset after hours for both social services for Hunterdon County and for Somerset County. Whether it's about our new neighbors coming in from other countries seeking the American dream with immigration, we've got our Community Translation Center. We have Hunterdon Hispanos. These efforts that we do really cut across all socioeconomic groups. And so please note that when you purchase a ticket to one of our town crawls, when you come to Salsa Night or be a vendor at Salsa Night, your dollars are going to something extremely worthwhile. I have to take a break. If you have any questions about Helpline, again, www.helplinehc.org. Or call 908-782-4357 or 1-800-272-4630. If you need help, those numbers are available 24/7. And I will be right back.
The sub above difference is substantial. After all, the Giant got its name for a reason. It ain't little. Jersey Mike's. Be a sub above.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingChamberRadio.com app today.
Hi, this is Ruth Ann Disatel, celebrant officiant with Celebration of a Lifetime. When people ask me why I joined the chamber, it's because I want to get to know you and what you're all about. And I want you to get to know me and what I'm all about. And together, I'd like to celebrate what we can do for Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce. Building business. One business at a time.
And you're back with Hands Across Hunterdon, Hunterdon Helpline's radio show. Thanks to the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce radio station, internet radio station, fabulous idea, going strong for many years now, and we are very happy to be a part of it. I've been talking about a fundraiser we had on Tuesday night, the Town Crawl. There's another one coming up in the fall. But I'm also going to shout out about Salsa Night, which is coming up on July 16th. So if you want to partake in one of the biggest, if not the biggest, event of Hunterdon County in Flemington, Salsa Night, July 16th from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. And very important, it is huge. You want to be a vendor, you need to contact us immediately at 908-782-4357. There's some sponsorships available as well. Go on the website at www.helplinehc.org or email us at salsanight@helplinehc.org. Salsanight, all one word, at helplinehc.org. And get your booth application in immediately. It's going to be huge this year. We're having two bands, not just one. many new vendors and some exciting things. We just got CKO Kickboxing is going to be our entertainment sponsor, and so we thank them for that. And another reason why we can have our bands. And they are also going to be putting on a demonstration. I happen to be a member, and so that's what I do. When I'm not riding horses, I'm kickboxing. I'm exhausted, okay? I'm on every muscle in my body. But it is so much fun. So much fun. And I will say this to our signature sponsor of Salsa Night, ShopRite, and CKO Boxing. Kickboxing, have partnered for CKO's six-week challenge. I'm trying to do this too, so if you have to wipe me up off the floor after 6 weeks, you'll know why. They are working together for the six-week challenge, which is a combination of exercise, but the nutritionists over at ShopRite are offering their services for the six-week challenge, so it's kind of interesting that both of them will be sponsoring Salsa Night, and they also are partnering for this fitness and health effort at CKO Kickboxing, which, if you don't know, recently opened up in the shopping center by the CVS off of 202, where things seem to be growing. You've got the RWJ clinic over there. You've got Starbucks there now. And now we've got CKO Kickboxing. And it's a lot of fun, I have to say. A lot of fun. Great workout and great camaraderie, too. Great people going there. So check it out. www.helplinehc.org. All this information is coming on there, as well as our Facebook. You'll be getting updates on Salsa Night, but give us a call if you want to be a vendor, 908-782-4357, or email salsanight, all one word, at helplinehc.org. Now, I have to take a turn here and tell you that there is a very important event which Huntington Helpline is a part of, Monday night, May 23rd, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at Huntington Central Regional High School Commons area. It is the Huntington County Mental Health Forum. Now, the county does this every year, but we are committed to making Huntington County, and the Freeholders did pass a resolution, as a stigma-free area. A stigma-free area. What does that mean? That means that mental health should not carry a stigma. Mental health affects us all, whether it's ourself, a loved one, a friend, a neighbor, a co-worker. Okay, this is an illness like so many others, like cancer, etc. We don't stigmatize people with cancer. We should not stigmatize people with mental illness. And we know people who suffer through. We've known or have been through depression. We know or have been through people with various mental illness. It almost seems as though this is just a part of a human being's makeup in some ways. You cannot escape it. It's not them versus us. It's all of us. Mental health, no shame, no blame. It's everybody's business. It's everybody's business. And so Monday night we're going to have the mental health forum. It is about being stigma free, and we are thrilled to have as our special guest keynote speaker Mary Jo Cody, the New Jersey's former First Lady, speaking on this. It's going to be fabulous, just incredible. And we're going to have a discussion to discuss the importance of increasing awareness and reducing discrimination in Hunterdon County about mental health. Okay? We want to increase awareness but reduce discrimination. It is so important. You know, we hear about more services for mental health in the political arena. Many of the candidates on both sides of the aisle have been talking about this. It's very important, very, very important that services are made available. But what's more important, so that people avail themselves of these services, is to have a stigma-free environment in your own home, in your neighborhood, and certainly in the workforce. So it's great to increase services, but if someone feels uncomfortable about being identified as someone who needs those services, they're not going to go. You know, this is not unusual. Years ago, when I was a kid, I remember my parents and my grandparents refused to say the word cancer. It was the C word. It was a totally different situation back then. Again, people with cancer, nobody talked about it. Nobody wanted to engage with that person. It was terrible. Now, of course, you know, we care about the person suffering through it, but there's no stigma attached to it. Well, we have to do the same thing with mental illness. So I encourage you on Monday evening, 6:30 to 8:30, at the Hunterdon Central Regional High School Commons area, to come to our Hunterdon County Mental Health Forum and really learn about the illnesses, learn about how we can make our environment stigma-free. You're also going to be treated to a fabulous, fabulous video that the Stigma Free Task Force put together. I happen to be on the task force, but I will tell you that there's a couple of people on that task force have just worked their, you know, what's off. Alicia Stevenson being one. I have to give a shout out to her. Kathy Zahn with the Mental Health Board. Truly great leadership on the Stigma Free Task Force. And you are in for professional presentations, incredible information. In addition, many of the organizations in the county, such as Hunterdon Helpline, are going to have tables there for information about themselves. So it's going to be a great, great evening of information and resources. Registration networking begins at 6 p.m. And for more information, please call 908-788-1372. 908-788-1372. That is the Hunterdon County Department of Human Services, and they will be able to give you any additional information you need. Again, that's Monday night, the 23rd, 6:30 to 8:30. Registration begins at 6, and that is at Hunterdon Central Regional High School Commons. Please come. It'll be worthwhile, I promise you. I have to say goodbye and good morning. It's been fabulous again. We'll be back next Friday. And thank you for tuning in. And listen to these messages before our next show comes on. And again, a shout out to Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce Internet radio station, making all of this information possible for all of you out there. Have a great weekend.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with John DeMaster.
Egyptian officials say they found some debris from the Egypt Air jetliner that disappeared over the Mediterranean. The Civil Aviation Ministry says wreckage and passenger belongings were found early this morning. The A320 with 66 people on board dropping off radar before dawn on Thursday. Many believe that Flight 804 was the target of a terrorist attack. Donald Trump says he has ideas on how to take ISIS on, but doesn't want to talk about them.
I'm so tired of watching these politicians get up and say exactly what they're going to do with ISIS. And in the meantime, ISIS sits back and they laugh and they go out and they prepare for it.
Trump telling Fox News there has to be some unpredictability. Hillary Clinton says Donald Trump's not qualified to be president. She tells CNN that her experience as Secretary of State giving her insight into the tough job of being Commander-in-Chief. Trump going on Twitter this morning saying it's actually Clinton who's not qualified, saying she has very bad judgment. This is USA Radio News, powered by USARadio.com.
Kid, if something in this facility breaks, bends, or bursts, Grainger's got our back. 20 cases of disc springs from Grainger.com, new rotary encoder ordered on Grainger's mobile app, a dozen splash goggles from the local Grainger branch.